In every instance where the term body is added, it serves the dual purpose of comforting one party while checking the other. For I not only assert this, he says, that those regarded as greater have a need for the less, but that they have a significant need. If there is any weakness in us, anything viewed as dishonorable, it is both necessary and accorded greater honor. He uses the phrases which seem and which we think aptly, indicating that the judgment is not a result of the inherent nature of things, but rather a product of popular opinion. For nothing in us is dishonorable, as we are all God's creation. For instance, what part of us is generally considered less honorable than our genital members? However, they are granted more honor. Even the very poor, despite having most of their body exposed, refuse to leave these members uncovered. While this is clearly not characteristic of something dishonorable, its nature sees it more likely to be ignored than the rest. Similarly, in a household, a disrespected servant not only fails to receive additional consideration, but isn't even accorded equal treatment. In the same way, if this body part were dishonorable, instead of enjoying more privileges, it wouldn't even hold the same. However, it now holds more honor, a fact attributed to God's wisdom. For some parts by nature, He has provided the ability not to need additional honor, but for others who were not granted it by nature, He has compelled us to provide it, yet they are not hence dishonorable. Since animals as well, by nature, are self-sufficient, requiring neither clothing nor shelter, and yet this does not make our bodies less honorable than theirs, even though we need all these things.